Demonic Death and Destruction, Fall 2021.
And it is a warning. It is a warning. It is an alert. It is another emergency alert. Welcome to the Divided Kingdom. Thanks for encouragement, Independence, Missouri, and Philadelphia.
Hearing from you in Radio Land lifts us, strengthens us, as I, Luke Cavalli, and my colleague, Elizabeth Cuppet Cavalli, faithfully bring you the Divided Kingdom, heard on WWCR.com, Liberty Works Radio Network, that is LWRN.net, Global Star, and KStarTalkRadio.com. Visit their website for program schedules. And visit our website, DividedKingdomRadio.com, to hear our past programs. Go to the listening archives at DividedKingdomRadio.com. This program tonight is an adjunct to our last program, September 23rd, the Emergency Tyranny Alert. Tonight, the alert exposes not only the NWO, New World Order, COVID pandemic plan to subjugate the world into tyranny and death, but also reveals once more Satan's plan to overcome largely Christian Western civilization with spiritual evil, too.
And so here we first open the program with some of the important headlines. September 28th, at Natural News, we had some of this. UK hospital data shocks the world. 80% of COVID deaths are among the vaccinated. COVID these deaths are up 3,000% after the vaccine wave. Economic terrorism. Italy tells companies to stop paying, quote, unvaccinated workers. Collapse accelerates as fuel rationing begins in Europe. And now we're going to interject here that if we have the supply breakdowns, it will be because the New World Order is orchestrating it. But we can see some problems here in the U.S. Lou, you've heard about some of it here. It's not just a scarcity of fuel, is it?
Not at all, no. Things that we saw disappearing, about a year and a half ago. Toilet paper, other supplies.
Cleaning supplies?
Yeah,
Costco.
Alcohol.
Costco is still coming out with that, I guess, a new kind of a disappearance of the toilet paper.
Yes, a lot of these things are getting scarce.
And did you mention steel?
Yes, Mike Adams of NaturalNews.com had said more than once that they were trying to expand, put up a new sheet metal building, and there was such a back order for the steel that they had to wait, I think he might have said 6 months. It was a long time anyway. Hard to get.
Interesting.
And as you said, there's a gas shortage in England, either due to the actual shortage of the gas or more likely due to trying to deliver the gas. They don't have enough drivers.
And again, as I've told you listeners before, I watch the local papers' obituaries, and practically every day I see 2 to 3 questionable deaths. The one that stuck in my mind the most, I think, was Lou, the 44-year-old who, quote, slipped into eternity. But we have to ask, was he pushed by the COVID-19 vaccines? And remember what they mean. Do we have it right? Certificate of vaccine?
ID. Yes. That's right.
And the ID, the part that says ID, the COVID, the 19, yes, the 19 is the AI, the artificial intelligence. So now
right.
Take it, the first part again, the COVID is certificate of?
A vaccination.
A vaccine, but there's a D.
Well, I think the I in the D is
the ID.
Okay. Like the passport.
Yes. So we have to get that into our minds that these things were planned years and years ago when they were working on the SARS, the other virus that preceded this one. And we've heard these reports now that the original plan under Hillary would have been to use the MERS virus and go in and flood it into the Middle East. But somehow when Trump got in, then it got turned around by the swamp so that it now was focused on killing Americans and really focusing on the black Americans, because we've heard that they have a difference in their ACE2 receptors. They have more of them, and the Jewish people have the fewest of all. So a lot of things. We're going back to the PNAC document, back in the Bush years, when they said they were developing race-specific vaccines, but these aren't vaccines. These are gene therapy. These are whatever else we could call it, killing machines. Now, that brings us up to the big conference, Lou. More than 3,000 doctors agreed that Fauci and other COVID policymakers have committed, quote, crimes against humanity. And these doctors and scientists were meeting on Friday, September 24th. And a big document was put together at 1 p.m. on that day. These more than 3,100, this International Alliance of Physicians and Medical Scientists, signed this letter that had been put together just prior to their global COVID summit that was held from September 12th to 14th. And in the meeting, these professionals compared their findings. Some of this was their research, and some of it was telling what had happened to their patients, I'm sure, Lou. And they had the goal to, quote, speak the truth to power about COVID pandemic research and treatment. Dr. Robert Malone, the doctor who invented mRNA, read the physician's declaration, that was the name of this document, Lou, to everyone in the room. Quote, the declaration is a battle cry from physicians who are daily fighting for the right to treat their patients and the right of patients to receive those treatments without fear of interference, retribution, or censorship by government, pharmacies, pharmaceutical corporations, and big tech, Malone said. Malone also reiterated the demand, quote, first do no harm, and the freedom that patients should have to make informed medical decisions. Lives depend on it, he said. And Lou's going to give something else that went on there, a discussion and an aftermath presented by Dr. Jane Ruby on the Stu Peters Show, and that is what the autopsy showed.
Well, the autopsy showed all kinds of things in the various human tissues they examined. The one that stood out to me was they had some microscopic examination of lymph nodes, and I think also some that were perhaps cross-sections at regular magnification, just ordinary size. And they were very greatly enlarged.
Yes, didn't they say that the normal largest size of a lymph node would be about 2 inches?
Oh, much smaller than that.
Much smaller.
Dr. Jane said, I think, half an inch, but
half
then she
inch.
Said it. The size of a pea, which is even less
yes,
than that.
Yes, I recall that. And then the one that they showed that you saw, you drew my attention to, wasn't it 3.5 to 4 inches?
Well, it was 3.5 to 4 centimeters, which is roughly 2 inches.
But, oh, okay.
But see, that would be, if we have our measurements correct, that would be 8 times the ordinary size, I believe.
Wow, with that size of a pea.
Oh, at the very least, four times.
So it is
shocking.
But I
think more.
And then she also drew our attention to the fact that there was evidence in many of these autopsies that the body had fought terribly hard in the cytokine storm, and these white blood cells had all massed in great numbers at sites where the mRNA was doing the damage. And so this was really an interesting thing to think that God's battle plan, you see, that was built into each of us by nature. It was at work. It was struggling hard. But how could it cope with the graphene
graphene oxide, I believe.
Yes, the graphene oxide. And now they have found other stainless steel and other metals. And they've shown these, and they're kind of like projections. They look a little like a protractor, don't they?
They do, yes.
Yeah, and so they've even found some parasites. So all of this into the body is a toxic poison. And we all remember how Dr. Welburn of the UK's slides of the comparative red blood cells. Someone who had Moderna, it showed their cells. These were his patients, Dr. Wellborn. And then the comparative slide of a non-vaccinated person, it was a great difference. It was on the left, the unvaccinated picture showed these healthy, round red blood cells in a red sea. But on the right, they were all sort of misshapen and clumped and in a very dismal-looking gray sea. So when Malone said lives depend on it, he wasn't kidding. Now, we think that, again, you listeners at the Divided Kingdom need to pray as never before, because the future of your country and the future of your lives, you and your family depend on this tyranny being stopped. And, Lou, you told me you heard Biden say, what about building bigger again?
What is that little phrase he uses?
Coming
build
back.
Bigger, build bigger, better, I think it is. But it's $3.5 trillion boondoggle.
The so-called infrastructure.
Yeah.
And we've heard that under that, they would even do some dismantling of present things that were good. So we all know there's a diabolical plan behind us. But that coming back better, and I think Mike Adams made a joke out of it. What did he say?
He said, build back butter.
Right. Butter melts, by the way, and it's slippery. And Biden is nothing if not slippery. In fact, he is now, on September 28th, he is calling for 98% of Americans to get vaccinated before we can, quote, go back to normal. But Mike Adams was discussing the looks of this speech. And I guess it was supposedly at the White House. But what were some of the things that were oddities, Lou?
Well, for one thing, the scene changed. At the very end of the thing, it was no longer in what supposedly was the Oval Office. And
it was outdoors at the end.
Yes, that's right.
So is this a soundstage? Is this the use of some body doubles at times? We don't know. But we do know that there is a satanic spirit taking over this country and that God's judgment is hovering over us, because this idea of coming back, building better, once again, it echoes that hubris that we had in our political leaders right after the inside job 9/11 events happened at Ground Zero. We had Tom Daschle coming out and quoting, without realizing it probably, Isaiah 9/11, that we were going to build better. The bricks are fallen, but we're going to build better, better, better. And then we had John Edwards, the one-time presidential candidate. He spoke around that time, too. And again, he probably didn't even realize that Tom Daschle had already spoken this prophecy unwittingly. He said the same things, again, from 9/11. Now we have Biden. So it's very clear to us, unless America repents, and unless the true Christian remnant church, and many of you are a part of that, if you don't speak up, keep speaking up, don't give up, because sometimes people have a blind ear till something gets closer, then they suddenly wake up. We hear that a lot of liberals, leftists, are beginning to see the evil. We know about Naomi Wolf. She's one that has begun to see there's tyranny. There are others. So it's very important that you tell others about our program, The Divided Kingdom. And they can visit the WWCR website. They can go to the other websites Lou mentioned. And it's so important that you go to our website to listen at the archives. Tell others about our archives and our essays. We still have our 9/11 20-year set of essays. That's so important to read about the inside job. And so now we're looking at these headlines. And next, we have New York City. We have 5,000 teachers facing termination. Now, the federal appeals court says that New York City can impose the vaccine mandate, the COVID-19 vaccine mandate, on teachers and other workers. That would be state and federal workers in the government. And this means that the federal judiciary can impose this on anyone who works for the state or federal government. They will be under this tyranny. This is not good. And at the same time, that New York governor, Hochul, implements the next stage of Democratic, quote, voter replacement strategy with threats to install foreign hospital workers amid these people quitting, you see, the first-line health workers, because they're refusing the COVID vaccine. So we will have these foreign so-called health workers coming in. Now, when we're talking about this out-of-stock business again, there was another headline, out of stock. Costco once again limits purchase of toilet paper, cleaning products, and water as supply lines unravel. September 28th, federal court condemns all New York City school teachers to death by lethal injection. Again, that's a reiteration of what we just talked about. We see how serious the situation is becoming. Mike Adams, on September 28th, said that we are now going into medical martial law. And I thought that was a very telling phrase. Now, we don't necessarily have to go into the fullest Nazi realization of this, because there is power in prayer. There is power in all of the prayers that you listeners will be making to our Heavenly Father, to Jesus Christ. Lou and I know Him as our personal Savior. He rescues us. He helps our program stay on air, but we would not now be able to stay on air without the help of you listeners. And if you want to help us, you can write a check only made out to either Global Star Communications or to WWCR, or you can write a money order, or you can put some cash in an envelope. Some postal stamps are always helpful, and you can send them to Lou Caverly, C-A-V-E-R-L-Y, Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, capital B-E-T-H-L-E-H-E-M, Maryland, 21609. And your letters always lift us. Clarence, your letters are so special to us. And we hope we can live up to what you think we are. But we are nothing special without Jesus Christ. You see, Jesus Christ called us, and we are doing our best, sinful that we are, to tell the truth. And we have no commercials on this program. We are not associated with any type of commercials. And that would mean even Dr. Deborah Birx, who often follows our program, but we don't disagree with everything that Dr. Birx said. We still believe that some people were saved with masks and by social distancing from getting COVID. We still believe that, don't we, Lou?
Yes, we do. We think it's those are effective ways to
just common guard. Sense.
Yep.
Yes, but we certainly can see the tyranny plans with the lockdowns and all of it. So now, Mike says medical martial law, that it has now swept in to New York City. And he says this is mass murder by government of government employees. And in the past, Mike says, we had some of these same teachers probably out there because they were anti-pro-life and they were calling out in the streets, my body, my choice. But why aren't they calling that out now? Because there is this mass mind contamination and brainwashing. It's like a spell that Satan has put on the USA. And you'll hear more about that from Lou. The shocking, chilling junction of the church with the state there in New York. You'll hear that soon. So there is also this freaking terrible link that we have been hearing, that there's a possible plan that happens with the mRNA, bringing more amyloid substances into the brain, and the prion thing is back, the brain-eating potential of the COVID vaccines. And again, Mike Adams said this was very ironic because the teachers there, you see, are supposed to guide students in how to think, but if they're all killed and their brains are eaten out, what will we have left to help the next generation? And we're adding that. Mike says this is outright genocide. This is government waging biological war on teachers in New York. This is a complete abandonment of personal human rights. The teachers are mostly under 50, so they're at low risk. And the children, we already know, they hardly even got COVID. And what they did, it was like a little sniffle. And this is what we're facing. We're facing what is happening in Australia coming here, this slow walk into medical martial law tyranny. And, of course, many first responders are quitting to avoid getting the vaccines. And so now you see one of the possibilities of this new New York governor's plan is to bring troops on the street in New York. This is a takeover that you'll see, Mike Adams thinks, in more blue cities. See, it starts with a little innocuous thing there, Lou, that, well, yes, we can bring up the National Guard, but you see, then we can bring these foreign workers in as first responders. So why can't we have some foreign troops coming under the guise of being first-line workers? It's not going to take too long till Dana Coverstone's dream, before the events of November 4th, 2020 happened, he saw the votes all spiraling up, and then he saw troops on the streets. He saw chaos in America. So it's not going to take too long if they win. Mike says they are destroying the infrastructure of the first responders. Most of these people already have natural immunity. They have antibodies because they have been treating people with COVID, and that this is a deliberate takeover of first responders. And so eventually, we're going to see something that is the militarization of private hospitals, grocery stores. This is going to be like Nazi Germany, isn't it, Lou?
Very much so. Yes, exactly like that. The government's going to just take over everything. And with this ruling by the judge, it would seem that the governor of New York could tell you to do anything. There's nothing special about COVID. If they could do it with this, they can do it with measles, chickenpox, and unknown diseases of the future. They can just order you to take vaccines against your will.
And the precedent here, you see, of having National Guard troops running the hospitals.
Yes.
This is going to be something that creeps bigger. Really, in Nazi Germany, it just began with maybe the first, was some of the first part, Kristallnacht, destroying the businesses of the Jews, but then these laws that they were not able, doctors were no longer able to practice, teachers who were Jews were not able to teach. Did that begin before the Kristallnacht or after?
That began long before. Some of that came in as early as 1935. And if I remember rightly, Kristallnacht was not till 1938.
Yes, that's right. November 11th, I believe.
I think so.
So there you see the thing that creeps becomes the monster. And so it'll be Battle Zone America, like a third world collapse if this isn't stopped. Now, Mike Adams says people rich enough to flee are going to flee those blue cities. So any of you listening, if God commands you to pray and work out things, is there any way you can leave if you're in a situation like this? You need to pray about it, and he will help you. He will take care of you, even if you have to stay where you are. We know that he will. But when we're talking about tonight, this idea of, read our title one more time.
Yes, our title is
Alert.
Alert, Demonic Death and Destruction, Fall 2021.
So these are demons, and there is demonic infiltration of these leaders at the least. So I think you'll want to give a portrait of two of these women. And the one, when I heard a voice clip of her, oh, Lou, she sounded just like Hillary. It's the evil spirit, the same evil spirit that must be in Hillary, because it was just like hearing Hillary.
Yes.
And I think that was not the governor.
No, I
of
think
New York.
That was
the other.
Canada.
Tell
yeah.
us about these two and what they said.
Well, first we had the governor of New York, Governor Hochul. And she is the one that has given this executive order for the state that teachers and other state workers must get the vaccine. No choice about it. And if they don't get it by a certain date, which I think might be a couple weeks from now, they're fired. And she appeared at a church speaking in front of a congregation, and she said some very strange things to my mind as a Christian. She said something like, well, first of all, she said all the scientists, we should thank God for all the scientists who invented these vaccines and for the vaccines that are such a gift to us. And then she went on to say, you, meaning the people in the congregation, are my apostles to go out and spread the word about the vaccines, which I thought was sacrilegious at best and megalomaniac at worst. And then we have in Canada.
And, you know, going back to her once again, it was brought out that there is this separation. First of all, there is this maligning God, I would say, you know, saying that this was God's plan, and if you're not going to accept it, you see, you are rejecting God. If you do not accept the vaccines, this is his plan, that we love each other and we help each other. And then, as you said, she said, I want you to go out as apostles to pretty much convince others, you see, to get this. Now, what right does she have to go into a church to do this? It's really creepy, and the way she talked, it was really demagoguery. It was really disgusting, because black is white, and white is black, good is evil, and we can see through this because of all these young men who are downed with myocarditis, women who are in constant convulsions who will never work again. There were three of them, I think, ex-nurses. And then the other one, who sounded like Hillary. Who is she, Lou?
Her name is Dina Henshaw, possibly Henshaw. She's the chief health officer for Alberta, Canada. She says that what they want to do is just take anyone who is sick and who declines to be vaccinated and declines to get the COVID test, which we all know is not very reliable.
No, the PCR test.
The PCR test. They will just classify them as having COVID automatically. In other words, they'll inflate the statistics, totally take away any reliability of those statistical lists, and it will just give them all the more reason to say, oh, the COVID is getting out of hand.
Really lead to that action, eventually grab them, take them to the camps,
exactly.
Green CDC-type camps, the camps that are, I'm sure, planned worldwide, not just here in America. Yes, in other words, you become a victim of a lie, and you're in a category that you can't escape, even though there was no proof that you had it. So it has nothing to do with health. It has nothing to do with preserving your body. No. And we've even heard now, I guess there's been enough pressure about ivermectin, that Pfizer is coming out with some kind of a renamed thing that probably is ivermectin or something like it. They're going to market it. So Big Mammon has to have its part, too. Well, I think now, go ahead, Lou.
Well, now let's see. I think, Elizabeth, now we turn it over to you.
And did you talk about the spiritual evil there, that this is a spiritual evil? Did you have anything more to say there?
Well, now, let me see. It is, of course, a spiritual evil because, as we said before, take the governor of New York. She's trying to sort of browbeat these Christian people at church into going along with this idea that COVID vaccine is the most wonderful thing. It's
and
a gift from God.
Keeping them under this spell, this
yes,
evil witchcraft.
Under this
so,
spell.
You know, now we'll move on and we'll get a kaleidoscope of more people and events, some good, some totally diabolical in intent. And at the same time, more and more truth is leaking out about the evil COVID-19 vaccine planners and their decades-long conspiring and experimentation to bring up from the pit of hell genocide by mRNA for the world's population. And we just say that there was Dr. Jane Ruby, God bless her, crying out, we must save these little children. We cannot have these little babies being killed by this. And in some people, this is me speaking, sudden death In others, slimy, sticky clotting of blood, and months or years later, obituaries say, so-and-so slipped away into eternity unexpectedly, or so-and-so died unexpectedly at home. And always, world figures like President Biden, quote, losing patience with the masses who are unwilling to take these clot shots. So moving across the road to Rome, across the pond, I should say, to Rome, first we have an article from Demonic Times. Pope Francis completes Vatican submission to Satanism by mandating spike protein injections for all visitors and workers. September 21st, Natural News, Ethan Huff. Beginning on October 1st, anyone wishing to work at or visit the Vatican will need to get vaccinated for the Wuhan coronavirus. According to reports, all visitors and personnel at the Catholic, quote, Mecca, will be required to show proof of injection or a negative test for the Chinese virus. Those who refuse will either be fired if they are an employee or denied entry to the premises if they are a visitor. An ordinance issued by the independent state on September 20th explains that in order to enter the Vatican territory moving forward, tourists, employees, Roman Catholic Church officials, and other visitors will need to receive the injections. At the order of Pope Francis, Cardinal Giuseppe Bertello, the current president of the Vatican City State, announced that the mandate is necessary, quote, to take all appropriate measures to prevent, control, and combat the ongoing public health emergency in the Vatican City State. Only Catholics attending liturgical celebrations at the Vatican will be issued an exemption to the new rule. Unvaccinated individuals who qualify will only be allowed to access a liturgy, quote, for the time strictly necessary for the conduct of the rite, and will also be required to wear a mask and stay distanced from the other worshipers at all times. Pope Francis says that everyone will need to take a vaccine mark in order to buy and sell. The move comes as Italy is in the process of unveiling its so-called Green Pass, a vaccine passport of sorts that proves a person has received one of Donald, father of the vaccine, Trump's Operation Warp Speed needles. Those who choose to forego the injections also have the option to show proof that they recently tested negative for the Chinese disease, or show proof that they recovered from a confirmed Fauci flu infection within the past 6 months. Pope Francis promised this would happen earlier in the year when he called for a, quote, new world order and a system of, quote, universal vaccines. Those were quotes. In order to buy and sell in the, quote, new normal, everyone will need to get injected with a Fauci flu shot, Pope Francis declared at the time. Requiring this, he added, is the only way to eliminate Chinese germs and stop global warming. Oh, isn't that interesting, Lou, how illogical all this is?
Yes, you wonder what is the connection.
We heard it kind of maybe it was a little bit gross, but again, Mike Adams was talking about some of these liberals who want to stop cow farts, and I guess Greta Thunberg has come back out of her little teeny bopper, wherever they've kept her for a while, and she is now calling for this. So he said, if you see all these leftists lined up with their hands like at the back of the cows, you know they're trying to keep them from letting out gas. We have to laugh a little bit, or we would never make it. And we have to know that God has a sense of humor. The Bible says he laughs at the most evil men with their huge plans, especially, I think, their plans for AI to merge us into machines and also kill us, of course. God isn't happy with this gene vaccine either. He's not happy to have his DNA messed with. Well, back to this article about Pope Francis. Pope Francis promised this would happen earlier in the year when he called for this new world order, I said, and a system of universal vaccines. In order to buy and sell in this new normal, everyone will need to get injected with a Fauci flu shot. Pope Francis declared at the time, requiring this, as we said, is the only way to eliminate Chinese germs and, ha ha ha, stop global warming. Since August 1st, Italy has required that anyone going out indoors to eat at a restaurant, for instance, or to visit a museum show proof of injection. On September 17th, the Italian government expanded this requirement to include all employees at both public and private workplaces. Violators could be fined up to $1,800 for each incident of noncompliance. On September 18th, the Vatican City State imposed the same requirements on clergy and everyone else who works at or visits the territory. According to Pope Francis, the move, quote, affirmed that it is necessary to ensure the health and wellness of the work community in respect of the dignity, rights, and fundamental liberty of every member. Starting on October 1st, all entrants to St. Peter's Basilica will need to show proof that they received the vaccine mark. Many other historic Catholic cathedrals in the area are following suit, including the Duomo in Florence and St. Mark's Basilica in Venice. Among the hundreds of churches in Rome, only the Pantheon has required the green pass for tourists, reported the Catholic news agency. And the Pantheon, which was transformed into the Basilica of Santa Maria and Martyrs in the 7th century, does not require the pass for entrance to its masses. The latest news stories about this global push to require everyone, everywhere, to take a Chinese virus needle can be found at Fascism News.
And from Demonic Times, Dr. Stella Emanuel reveals globalist cabal's evil plan for humanity. This was at Brighteon.tv by Ramon Tomey, September 13th, 2021. Texas-based physician Dr. Stella Emanuel warned viewers about the globalist cabal's evil plan for humanity. She issued this warning during the September 8th edition of the Dr. Stella Emanuel show on Brighteon.tv. According to the doctor, hospitals refusing to treat Wuhan coronavirus patients with proper drugs was only a small part of this bigger plan. Emanuel opened her show by mentioning the discrimination experienced by unvaccinated Americans who sought medical treatment. She said some hospitals turned away COVID-19 patients who had not received the COVID-19 vaccine. Quote, people think it's horrible, evil, and discriminatory, but it's actually more than just discriminatory, Dr. Emanuel added. Her thoughts on hospitals turning away unvaccinated patients came as comments from a Mayo Clinic cardiologist about unvaccinated patients surfaced. Dr. Courtney Bennett wrote in a Facebook post, quote, we live in a society of self-centered people who get their medical advice from sources like YouTube or One America News, yet beg us to help them breathe using technology developed by actual science when they're blue and gasping for air, unquote. She ended her post by telling unvaccinated patients to stop burdening hospitals as a result of their purported ignorance. Emanuel asked, quote, what human being would say, I refuse medical treatment to people begging for treatment, and will just watch them until they are so sick, until they need to be intubated, unquote. Dr. Emanuel also pointed out that Bennett and other sociopaths were rife, not just in the hospital system, but in other areas as well. Quote, how can this many people be evil? We usually say that wherever there are people, there are sociopaths that would not mind people being destroyed, she asked. The physician also slammed the medical system, pushing for vaccination instead of promoting natural immunity, which is more robust and long-lasting. Emanuel asked, quote, what science tells you that if you have natural antibodies from getting the wild-type virus, the vaccination antibodies are going to be better? What science tells you that natural antibodies are not good enough and you need some modification to get immunity, unquote. Emanuel warns of the creatures seeking to undermine humanity. A day before her Brighteon TV show aired on September 8th, Emanuel made an appearance on the Alex Jones show to talk about the globalist demonic designs. She told host and InfoWars founder Alex Jones that the globalist cabal aims to replace humans or humanity with clones, which will serve as mere husks for demonic spirits, using science and technology. the globalists, and this is in quotes, the globalists are telling them, don't worry if you die. We're going to clone you and bring back your brain from the Internet of Things and put it on that cloned body. Then you're going to live forever, unquote, Emmanuel said.
Just like the Jews were told, get in the cattle cars, we're going to take you to a nice new land. This is a cover story, this AI for euthanasia.
That's exactly right. And this is my comment now. This is Luke Havley commenting on earlier programs that we believe this whole fantasy of merging humans with artificial intelligence is a cover story, as Elizabeth said. Going on with the article, during his September 7th interview with Jones, Dr. Emmanuel also said that the forces behind the world's depopulation were not human at all. Quote, the people that we are dealing with are not human. I'm going to say this clearly. They are not human. They are blood drinkers, unquote. Furthermore, she added that the push to vaccinate the world was the work of, quote, the enemy trying to make sure they corrupt the whole of humanity, unquote. And again, this is Lou speaking. I agree with Dr. Emmanuel that taking a vaccine derived from aborted babies is certainly a corruption, spiritually and physically, to God's perfect creation, a DNA abomination change. Dr. Emmanuel lamented, and this is back to the article now, Dr. Emmanuel lamented how people dismiss these nefarious plans by the globalists. She said, quote, everyone has always called it a conspiracy theory when people bring up the fact that children are missing, people are drinking blood, and all kinds of stuff. The doctor even shared the story of a woman who called the program and talked about the book, He Came to Set the Captives Free, by Rebecca Julia Brown. And these are Dr. Emmanuel's words. The woman who called in really dug deep into the spiritual things that are happening in America, the occultism, witchcraft, and Satanism. And people thought she was crazy. A lot of people just kind of pushed her away. Not only did they do that, they ridiculed her, Emmanuel shared. She remarked, we've heard about Agenda 21 and the Great Reset, just about a whole lot of these things. Even though we hear them, somehow they do not penetrate into our minds. Emmanuel added that many, quote, would be practically stopping in their tracks, not knowing what to do if they started thinking about the extent of the evil humanity is facing, unquote. The physician ultimately called on people to be ready, saying, I want you to hear me clearly and realize we're not just in a physical, but we're in a spiritual battle. The church has to be able to stand and fight. People who believe in God have to stand up and fight or be able to take a stand on this. If we don't take a stand, we're going to perish. DemonicTimes.com has more about the nefarious plans of the globalist cabal to exterminate humanity.
And yes, Lou, I'm sure we'll be continuing this same program, part two, next week. And now I'm going to move to a real case of something that happened to a woman. But first, we have to get a little bit of the medical information. And that, I believe, Lou, you have 6A. Would you read that part to us?
Yes. This is entitled, COVID Vaccines Could Trigger Prion-Linked Brain Degeneration, Similar to Mad Cow Disease. This was by Ethan Huff, May 19, 2021. Natural News. New research published in the International Journal of Vaccine Theory, Practice, and Research has identified numerous pathways through which the messenger RNA, mRNA, injections from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna could cause serious neurological conditions such as mad cow disease. Dr. Stephanie Seneff, who works in the Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Lab at the Massachusetts Institute of Technology, MIT, along with colleague Greg Nye from Neuropathic Oncology in Portland, Oregon, identified a, quote, signature motif, unquote, within the injections that they say increases the risk that misfolding will occur, creating toxic oligomers. They call this the glycine zipper motif. They explain, quote, it is characterized by a pattern of two glycine residues spaced by three intervening amino acids, represented as capital G, XXX, capital G. They went on to say the bovine prion linked to mad cow has a spectacular sequence of 10 GXXX Gs in a row. And the SARS-CoV-2 spike protein is a transmembrane protein, and it contains 5 GXXX G motifs in its sequence. And thus it becomes extremely plausible that it could behave as a prion, unquote. The two mRNA so-called vaccines from Pfizer-BioNTech and Moderna were specifically designed with an altered sequence of these amino acid strands, where two adjacent amino acids in the fusion domain were replaced with a pair of prolines. And the scientists revealed, quote, this is done intentionally in order to force the protein to remain in its open state and make it harder for it to fuse with the membrane. This seems to us like a dangerous step towards misfolding, potentially leading to prion disease.
Expect a wave of mad cow disease among the COVID vaccinated, the article continues. In case you're unfamiliar with prions, they were first described as a method by which mad cow disease causes brain degeneration due to the misfolding of proteins inside the body. The CDC says that, quote, prion diseases are usually rapidly progressive and always fatal. Perhaps more disturbing is that prion diseases like mad cow can remain dormant for years or even decades before unleashing their deadly attack. This implies that those who were jabbed for the Chinese virus could suffer deadly side effects on a delayed schedule. While Pfizer insists that the RNA fragments in its injections will not result in expressed proteins due to their alleged rapid degradation, Senef and Nye found that they can still contribute to the cellular stress that promotes prion-associated conformational changes in the spike proteins that are present. The paper also cites the work of Dr. J. Bart Klassen, who was the first to publish a research paper just last month on the possibility of Chinese virus injections inducing prion-linked brain degeneration. Klassen, spelled capital C-L-A-S-S-E-N, and that's Dr. J. Bart Klassen, was bashed by the media and told to listen to the science from Pfizer that its vaccine is 100% safe and effective. It is worth noting that the largest case of healthcare fraud in history was committed by Pfizer, resulting in a massive $2.3 billion settlement having to be paid out for damages. This occurred in 2009. Not even a full 12 years later, and people are once again trusting this company to, quote, safely and, quote, effectively vaccinate them against Chinese germs, not realizing that what is contained within those vials could and probably eventually will kill them. I wonder if mad cow disease was really the result of mRNA testing on cows, one commentator speculated. About the true origin of mad cow disease. This shot is a killer. If not lethal, it will make you a perpetual patient with side effects that will plague you for the rest of your life. Just evil. And now we have a case to report that is very concerning. This is a real story documented now, September 2nd, by Arsenio Toledo. Here's the headline at Natural News. Florida woman dies of brain disease after taking Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine. A woman in Florida died of a rare brain disease 3 months after she received her second Pfizer-BioNTech COVID-19 vaccine. Cheryl Cohen, 64, got the first dose of the Pfizer COVID-19 vaccine on April 5th. She received the second dose on April 25th. And now there's a related article you could look for. Pfizer vaccine destroys T cells, weakens the immune system study. Before she got vaccinated, Cohen was in good health. Her daughter, Gianni, said she developed Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD. That's another name for mad cow disease. CJD is a neurodegenerative condition that has severe effects on the brain. CJD has no known cure. And a person with a disease usually passes away within 1 year after the symptoms first appear. Now, Cohen's doctor is certain that the vaccine is responsible for what happened to her. On May 6th, less than 2 weeks after Cheryl received the second dose, she began experiencing extreme brain fog and confusion. Gianni explained it was clear something was neurologically wrong with her mother. She couldn't remember where she was driving, and she got really scared, said Gianni. On May 31st, Cheryl called 911 because of a severe headache. She was taken to a hospital, where she stayed for 10 days. She got taken to the hospital, and I don't know why they considered it, but they kept her for 10 days and released her home, said Gianni. She was in a very bad state. She said, "Hey, I don't know where I am." My mother had mass confusion and brain fog. She could not do simple things, and something wasn't right. We had to have round-the-clock care with friends and family, thinking this was something that needed to be detoxed from her system, she added. Gianni said Cheryl's condition got worse over time. She went from being able to work and do normal everyday activities to being able to do only basic things, she said. Cheryl had a job as a sales representative, and she lived in her own apartment. She cooked, cleaned, and was in a great place in life. Cheryl's condition became even worse on June 19th, nearly 2 months after she became fully vaccinated. She experienced another severe headache, which she described as so terrible she felt her head was going to explode. She was once again admitted to the hospital. When Gianni visited her mother a few days later, she could not believe what she saw. She couldn't walk, spoke in broken sentences, wasn't making much sense, had uncontrollable body movements, was trembling and unable to be still, explained Gianni. She felt very heartbroken to see her mother lose control of her own body. More than a month into Cheryl's hospitalization, she was finally diagnosed with CJD, you see, or mad cow disease. During her time in the hospital, Gianni said the experience of watching her mother deteriorate felt like seeing her brain get eaten alive. But during her hospitalization, Cheryl experienced one brief moment of clarity. While shaking, she managed to get out the words, "This is effing stupid," recalled Gianni. "I said, 'Mom, is this the vaccine?' And she said, 'Yep.'" According to Gianni, learning that her mother was vaccinated was very surprising because they both come from a family of vaccine skeptics. And Lou, you and I were so shocked at some of our family members who we thought had even known about Archbishop Vigano's strong warning to Christians not to take these shots that had aborted fetal cell lines in them. But these people have done it. These people who are being led under this mass satanic mind. Back to the article, Gianni added that she believes her mother was coerced into getting vaccinated, either because of her job or because of pressure from mainstream media. And I'd have to add again, Lou and I are heartbroken to know that a dear friend of ours got the vaccine. She is the sole support for an extremely handicapped husband who has had a brain tumor for probably all their wedded life, about 11 years. And we're just so distressed that her employer, a private employer as far as we know, it could be connected to the government, forced this. So, you know, if you have dear friends and family in this situation, all that you can do is pray that God will miraculously cut down on the effects. And, of course, we tell any friends, take some fish oil, do something to keep your blood not as sluggish. But we saw a video in which they used the Chinese method of cupping an arm, and then they would make little pricks, and the blood would go into the arm. But it was just almost totally coagulated into a blood clot. It was so, it looked like jello, didn't it, Lou?
Yes, even more. It looked like it was all glued together, just a sticky mess.
Yes, yes. So back to this story here of Cheryl. On July 19th, Cheryl was discharged to hospice care. She died on July 22nd. Gianni said nobody has followed up on her mother's case, even though she has filed a report with the federal government's Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System. No, why would anybody want to follow up to find out the truth in a genocide that's planned worldwide in order to bring in the new world order and the global reset. But we have to tell you here quickly that here's another headline. Chinese whistleblower says COVID intentionally released during October 2019 military games in Wuhan. We've talked about this, and U.S. had representatives there, and this was very peculiar that we had a world military pandemic drill the year before the whole thing broke out. So the September 24th, J.D. Hayes will give you a little bit of this. In an interview with Sky News, former Chinese Communist Party official Wei Jingsheng said that his government intentionally released the virus during the World Military Games held in Wuhan in October 2019, which is the date researchers and intelligence officials around the world have identified as when the first cases showed up, though no one knew what was causing the illnesses at the time. And so we don't know whether this happened this way, but according to Wei, we are certain the virus is a bioweapon developed for the Chinese military. And we also know it didn't begin in China. Fox News won't concentrate on this. It began here at the NIH, the NIAID, with Fauci and all his colleagues, and the Eco Alliance, Peter Daszak. All of these people connected to Bill Gates, it's been coming for a long time within American Babylon, within the country that was warned by God on 9/11/2001, that judgment was coming. And I wrote in my book that some said the face of Satan was gloating in the smoke at Ground Zero, and I think it was. And now, according to this Chinese way, I thought the Chinese government would take this opportunity to spread the virus during the military games, as many foreigners would show up there, Wei told Sky News, noting that at the time he had learned that his government launched an unusual exercise as the games proceeded. What can we expect from a country that we abandoned a long time ago, that Mao Zedong took over? And the satanic spirit there of grabbing people in vans and taking out their organs and selling them, probably to the NIH and such facilities here. No, we're not on the side of that evil. That's not the old America we love. We need your prayers for our program, for our country, for your families. And do keep preparing, buy a lot of canned food. Do not be caught and be a victim and taken to one of these camps. So-called camp. Thank you for listening, and you can help us if you can. Post Office Box 28, Bethlehem, Maryland, 21609. Good night.